Wow.
We lopen met Mark, Fountains Abbey. We waren net, was het een beetje overdekt. Een grote ruïne. Ik denk dat dit het klooster was. Mark vertelt ons meer. People tell wow here. Why?
Well, isn't it a place where you turn every corner and it takes your breath away, and sometimes you can hear that gasp? I love it when you hear visitors do that. We've now come out of the solarium into the cloister, and just like the monastery revolved around the business of saying religious services seven times every day, the cloister was the hub for everything else that the monks did. So to our north, we have the church, the place of prayer. To the east was the monks' dormitory at first floor level, which has been removed. And below it, the library, where their books were stored. The chapter house, where they met to discuss the business of the monastery. The parlour, where they were allowed to talk. To our right, we have the warming house, the one place in the monastery where there was a fire. Next to it, the refectory where the monks ate. And then lastly, coming around, the kitchen, ideally placed to serve the refectory for the monks on one side and the lay brothers on the other. And in front of us, around this lawn, there would have been a colonnade with a roof, and that provided working spaces for the monks studying around this space.
How many monks were here at?
At the peak numbers, we think between 30 and 50 monks, and we get to know how many because the Order of St. Benedict said how much space each of them should have, and they expanded and expanded the dormitory to the right size. And in the same way, the lay brothers above us, we think there were about 400, again because of the amount of bed space that the architecture gave them.
Alle informatie kun je ook lezen op de site visitharrogate.co.uk of op nationaltrust.org/fountainsabbey.